The Caracal. The name caracal is derived from a Turkish word, karakulak, meaning black ear. The caracal was once tamed and trained for bird hunting in Iran and India. They were put into arenas containing a flock of pigeons, and wagers were made as to how many the cat would take down. This is the origination of the expression, to put a cat amongst the pigeons. The caracal is capable of leaping into the air and knocking down 10 to 12 birds at one time. Often referred to as the desert lynx, the caracal does not actually possess the same physical attributes of members of the lynx family, such as the characteristic ruff of hair around the face. Instead, it has a short, dense coat, usually a uniform, tawny brown to brick red and black. Melanistic individuals have been recorded. As the name implies, the backs of the ears are black and topped with long black tufts about 1.75 inches long. The tuft is the characteristic that caracals do share with members of the lynx family. It is the largest member of Africa's small cats, and it's most formidable. Males can weigh as much as 40 pounds and females as much as 35. They stand between 16 and 20 inches at the shoulder and are 35 to 39 inches long. Caracals live in the drier savanna and woodland regions of sub-Saharan Africa and prefer the more scrubby, arid habitats. They will also inhabit forests but are not found in tropical rainforests. Caracals are found in Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. After a gestation of approximately 78 to 81 days, females produce a litter of 1 to 4 kittens, with 2 being the average. They begin to open their eyes on their first day of life, but it takes 6 to 10 days for them to completely open. They are weaned at 10 weeks and will remain with their mothers for up to a year. They attain sexual maturity between 12 and 16 months. In captivity, caracals have lived up to 19 years. Caracals are solitary animals, and social interactions are limited to periods of mating, except for mothers with kittens. Caracals prey on a variety of animals, with the most common being rodents, hares, hyraxes, and small antelope. Unlike the other small African cats, caracals will not hesitate to kill prey larger than themselves, such as adult springbok or young kudu. Caracals have also been reported on occasion, although this is an exception rather than the rule, to store their kills in trees, as do the leopards. These cats are mostly nocturnal, but have been spotted in daylight in protected areas. Caracals are mostly killed for livestock predation. Although this only occurs in a few of its ranges, it still adds up to large numbers of deaths, over 2,000 animals in one area alone. In other areas of its range, it is persecuted for its skin and for its meat, which some bush tribes consider to be a luxury. Most of the caracals that have ended up at Big Cat Rescue have been sold as pets, but like all exotic cats, they grow up to spray urine and mark their territory and are usually discarded by the time they are 3 years old.